Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August the 4th. The grains closed the mix with December corn down 5 cents, 546 and 3 quarters. September wheat down 7 and a quarter cents at 717 and a quarter. And November beans up 6 cents at 1325 and 3 quarters. The beans were supported by the meal up 430, but the oil was down 26 ticks. But with the crush, that put the beans up 6 cents. Now, the beans had their second close under the 100-day moving average in what we call an inside day, but it didn't have the lower second lower close in a row. Now, if we were to take out Monday's low close anytime this week, I think that would be a pretty bearish signal out here. The dryness continues, as we mentioned this morning, in Russia and Argentina. We know that, or we certainly expect that there's going to be some rains over the next week. So, you know, if we do get decent rains, it certainly is going to put to rest whether or not the beans need more water. So if we do get the rains, it'll certainly be negative for the beans. Now, FC Stone, StoneX, came out with their estimates, 176.9 bushels to the acres for beans. That's against the government number of 179.5. So that's a 2.6 bushel yield reduction out there, giving you a crop of 14.945. That would be 220 million bushels under the USDA estimates. Now, it doesn't tell us what they're going to do with carryouts, whether they're going to cut demand. We'll have to wait to the report. Their bean estimate was 50 bushels to the acre. That's less than the 50.8 the government reported last. Gives you a yield production of 4.332 billion bushels, 73 million bushels under the current USDA estimates. Both numbers, if they hold, would be friendly for the grains on this breakout here. We did make a recommendation to our clients today. We sold 10% more Chicago wheat for this year's crop. It's 7:34 this morning, and we sold 10% more Kansas City at 7:15, and we're continuing to make sales as we close out the year here, and at some point, we'll look at buying call options back to stay in the game for next year. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.